Prophecy Comes Alive, An Empire Rising Again, by Douglas S. Winnale. 7 centuries before Christ, the prophet Daniel interpreted King Nebuchadnezzar's dream about a great image picturing 4 kingdoms that would dominate the Middle East. From Daniel chapter 2. The 4th kingdom is widely recognized as the Roman Empire, with its final phase, the feet and toes, composed of a loosely adhering mixture of iron and clay. This end-time phase with links to the Roman Empire will involve a federation of 10 kings that forms just before Jesus Christ returns to this earth. Daniel chapter 2, verse 40 through 45. In Daniel chapter 7, these same 4 empires are seen as beasts. Students of Bible prophecy know that the 10 horns on the 4th beast picture 10 revivals of the Roman Empire, 9 of which have already occurred in Europe. The little horn refers to the dominant role a religious organization, the Roman Church, has played and will play in the revivals of the Roman and Holy Roman Empire. Revelation chapter 13 foretells the appearance of an end-time beast, a political figure, and a miracle-working religious leader who points peoples of the world towards this European leader. Prophecies in Revelation 17 link these same 2 individuals and organizations to Rome. The woman, a powerful church with global influence, is pictured as riding, quote-unquote, or supporting and influencing the political beast. Revelation chapter 17, verses 12 through 14 states the 10 horns of this end-time beast are 10 kings who give their power or surrender sovereignty to the beast for a short time just before Christ returns. The 10 kings and the beast will have 1 mind. In other words, will pursue a common policy. Other prophecies refer to this end-time European beast as the King of the North. Daniel chapter 11, verses 40 to 44, that will be led by Germany, otherwise known as Assyria. See Isaiah chapter 10, verse 5. The emergence of this European beast power will have serious negative consequences for modern Israelite nations. Hosea chapter 5, verse 5, chapter 8, verses 8 through 9, and verse 14. Prophetic developments in Europe. In light of these ancient Bible prophecies, it is remarkable to see what is occurring on the continent of Europe today. European leaders make no secret of their links to the heritage of the Roman Empire. Diplomat Robert Rothschild, an aide to Belgian Foreign Minister Paul-Henri Spaak, recalled in a 1996 BBC television documentary the striking comment Spaak made during the signing of the 1957 treaty that formed the European Economic Community. Rothschild says, "Spaak turned to us and said, 'Do you think we have today been putting the first stone of a new Roman Empire, and this time without firing a shot?' We all felt like Romans that day." From The Decline and Fall of Rome, Time Magazine, June 13, 2005. Roman popes have promoted a united Europe, just as popes of the Middle Ages crowned and formed alliances with emperors of the Holy Roman Empire. While many wonder how the prophecies about 10 kings relate to the 27 nations of the European Union, the answer could emerge in the months ahead. Numerous articles point out how the financial crisis in Europe has opened fissures in the EU, between affluent northern nations and indebted nations in the south plagued with mounting unemployment. Britain appears on the verge of leaving, and France could. This would seriously reduce the number of nations in the EU. Former German Defense Minister Joschka Fischer and others are proposing that the 17 members of the Eurozone should become the core nations, quote-unquote, that move ahead to form a deeper monetary and political union. Another idea sees the EU president selecting 10 representatives from the 27 EU member states to form a council to lead Europe. From Spiegel.de, November 18, 2011. German Foreign Minister Guido Westerwelle recently called leaders from 10 European nations, otherwise known as the Berlin Group, quote-unquote, to discuss the future of Europe. From Press Europe, June 20, 2012. Their idea of giving sweeping control over the EU to an unelected bureaucrat who would be the equivalent of a modern-day European emperor is viewed by opponents as an attempt to, quote, go back to the days of the Holy Roman Empire, end quote. From Daily Express, May 2013. the calls for 10 nations to become the core of a United States of Europe and 10 leaders to guide Europe could fulfill ancient prophecies about 10 nations or leaders who give their power to an end-time beast that will arise in Europe. Another significant development in Europe is that the financial crisis has catapulted Germany into the dominant position in Europe. Germany has the largest and strongest economy in Europe, which means it also has money to lend to financially strapped members of the EU. However, Germany has indicated it will set conditions for those loans. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has also stated that other nations of Europe need to surrender aspects of their sovereignty, such as control of their national budgets, etc., to form a deeper economic and political union. One observer has commented, "Europe's paymaster, or Germany, wants to be in the driving seat again." Roger Boyes, from London Times. Britain is left out of talks on the EU's future. June 22, 2012. German sociologist Ulrich Beck warns that Germany is ready to become the schoolmaster of Europe, and that talk about the imminent collapse of the euro and the EU could bring dramatic changes in Europe that were formerly unthinkable and result in the birth of a potential monster that could surprise the world. From the book German Europe, page 3 and 28. Bible prophecies in Revelation chapter 13, verse 3 have long warned this will happen in Europe as we approach the end of the age. One European monarch? Ideas are also circulating that what Europe needs is the return of a European monarch. European nations have a long history with monarchies. In fact, many still have monarchs who function as ceremonial figureheads. In Berlin, the Germans are rebuilding the former Hohenzollern Palace of the Prussian kings and German monarchs. From Germany Lays New Foundations for Berlin Palace Rebuild, dw.de, June 12, 2013. The great-great-grandson of the last German Kaiser has stated that modern Germans would benefit from the quote-unquote moral guidance of a restored monarchy. From The Local, June 16, 2013. Austrian monarchists have promoted the idea of restoring the Habsburg throne for a Central European monarchy, from earthtimes.org, November 12, 2007. The former heir to the Austro-Hungarian Empire, Otto von Habsburg, whose siblings are active public servants in several European countries, indicated before he died in 2011 that there may yet be a role for the Austro-Hungarian throne and the crown of Charlemagne in the future of Europe. Given this history, it is not surprising that Karl Theodor zu Guttenberg, of the Habsburg line and married to the great-great-granddaughter of Otto von Bismarck, became a rising star and Minister of Defense in Germany before his precipitous fall. He is currently a distinguished statesman at the prestigious Center for Strategic and International Studies, with excellent contacts in Washington and Europe, with plans to return to Germany in a yet-to-be-determined role. From Die Welt, March 14, 2013. In light of these developments in Europe, we need to remember Jesus' command to watch for prophetically significant events that will indicate the end of the age and his return are near.